Walk into the children's section of any bookstore these days, and what do you see? Stories about witches, wizards, dragons, sorcerers, evil genies, good genies, time travel, interdimensional portals, talking animals, and more. Is anybody writing anything for kids today that doesn't involve magic? Steve Paulson put that question to longtime children's book editor Sharon November. She's a senior editor for Viking Children's Books and head of Penguin Putnam's Firebird imprint. She told Steve that while, yes, there is a boom in fantasy writing for kids, it's not all that surprising.
Fantasy literature has always existed in the children's world. For example, Charlotte's Web. Charlotte's Web is about animals who talk to each other. And this is called a children's classic. It is not called fantasy.
Well, but there aren't dragons and fairies and witches and those kinds of creatures.
In a lot of children's books, there absolutely are, but they're not called fantasy. They're called children's books. And then if you go into a picture book, it's very interesting how the groundwork for being a fantasy reader or a reader of what I like to call speculative fiction is laid almost instantly, because you have picture books with animals who are talking to each other, with dragons, with things that happen that could never actually happen in real life, which I think primes a child's imagination. Kids were always reading genre fiction, but we've never been able to publish as much of it or as much of it that is great as now.
So how much are the top children's fantasy writers making now? Are they pulling down the six-figure advances that you would expect from big-name
Yes.
adult fiction writers?
Yes, they are. But I can't tell you anymore. Yes, the advances are very high. On one hand, I think it's good, but on the other hand, I think it's deceptive, because I think you have the same problem in any wing of publishing when you pay a very high advance. Your first book better do well. And if your first book does not do well, you're, for lack of a better word, hosed. I think what you're asking me is that, or saying, is that there's a lot of money in this now where there wasn't before.
Yes, that is what I'm asking. And I guess I'm also wondering if this has changed the status of children's writers. I mean, are they taken seriously now? Is this not just sort of written off as some sort of weird little sideline, but is some of this considered serious literature?
Yes and no. I think that we who work in the children's industry are always going to have to deal with people who, when you say what you do, which I do, they say, oh, that's wonderful. Like I'm in the Special Olympics or something. It must be so much fun. And that's really insulting. What I often say is asking me when I'm going to do real books is like asking a pediatrician when they're going to treat real patients.
I can see this has stuck in your craw, how this whole genre, or really how the whole field of children's literature has been regarded.
Wouldn't it piss you off? You work in radio. That must be so much fun. I bet you make a lot of money.
Yeah, that now
now you see.
Now you've hit a nerve, yes.
Well, yes, because here's the thing. I think it's much harder to write for kids and teenagers than it is to write for anybody, because they are an enormously critical audience. And I know that as an editor and as a publisher, I don't want to rip off my audience. I want to give them good books that are entertaining, that'll make them think, that they'll enjoy, that they'll remember, and they'll go back to.
Yeah. Well, given all the fantasy books that have been coming out in the last decade, how much is really great out there now?
Well, how much of anything is really great? I think there's a larger percentage of really good books happening now. But with any larger percentage, there's also a larger percentage of things that are not good, and things that are just published to cash in, and things that are unnecessary. But there's a lot of really good stuff out there. Mm-hmm. This is a really great time to be reading in the genre. The other thing that I have to add, too, is really comes down to the sheer number of teenage readers. There are more now than there have been in years. When I first started in publishing at Viking, people were saying, the young adult novel is dead. It's really not dead now, because there are tons of young adults. What was popular then were picture books, young chapter books, board books. And now, picture book sales are not what they were. But it's a circle. It's a wheel. It'll come around again.
Well, I would think the other thing that would happen is those kids who first started reading Harry Potter when they were 8 or 10 years old, I mean, they're much older now, and they probably are demanding much more sophisticated stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if that's actually changing the kinds of books that we're seeing. Are we seeing edgier fantasy stories now?
Well, I think we are because we've already seen sort of the quote-unquote traditional story. And so people are trying to push the boundaries more. People are taking more chances now. Absolutely.
Well, then it makes you wonder about those kids who've grown up reading Harry Potter and all these other fantasy books, you know, as they become adults. How has this affected their reading? I mean, what kinds of adult books are they going to pick up?
Well, you have to remember that there are kids who just read Harry Potter. That's it. That's all they read. And I know that librarians have told me that they've tried to suggest certain books to these kids, and the kids are just like, I just read Harry Potter 8 times. I don't care about other books. It'll be very interesting to see what happens after book 7. But at the same time, there's still all these other bestsellers that have come up in the interim, and they'll keep going, and perhaps you will have a leapfrog effect where you'll have wonderful books leading to more wonderful books and overlapping with each other. I really hope so. I really hope so.
Sharon November is a senior editor for Viking Children's Books and head of Penguin Putnam's Firebird imprint. She spoke with Steve Paulson.